Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Welcome to New York.
Attention fans, this is the Devil's State of Mind podcast, brought to you by the Hockey Podcast Network. Now here's your host, Neil Villapiano!
Hockey fans, the pursuit for the Stanley Cup is on, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL, has an unbelievable offer for the most exciting playoffs in sports. New customers can bet $5 on any team to win and get $100 in free bets no matter what, win or lose. Looking to turn a small bet into a big payday during the playoffs? With DraftKings same-game parlays, you can do just that. Create your own parlay by combining multiple bets, like which team will win, how many goals will be scored, and more. It's your shot at an even bigger payout. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. Best of all, you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code THPN to bet $5 on any NHL team to win and get $100 in free bets, no matter what. That's code THPN at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details.
What is going on, Devils fans? It is, once again, your host, your boy, Neil Villapiano, and welcome to another exciting edition of the Devil's State of Mind podcast right here on the Hockey Podcast Network, the best place to get everything you need to know about your New Jersey Devils. I hope you guys, as always, are having a fantastic day wherever you're listening to these podcast episodes. Thank you guys, as always, for taking time out of your day to check these episodes out. I greatly, greatly appreciate it. Folks, I'm recording this episode on Sunday, June 26th at about 11:30 p.m. Eastern time, my time. And the reason I'm doing this is because just moments ago, the Colorado Avalanche defeated the Tampa Bay Lightning 2-1, game six of the Stanley Cup Finals, and won the Stanley Cup for the third time in franchise history and the first time since they beat us,
unfortunately, back in 2001. And there's a couple of reasons why I wanted to come on here this late and talk to you guys, because I don't know if this will be more of an emotional episode or anything like that, but I wanted to talk first and foremost about the Colorado Avalanche and give them their props and all that. But I also wanted to talk about the Devils and talk about them from the heart, just as a fan, just as a fan. And you guys know me. You know that I'm always going to tell it like it is. You know I'm going to speak from the heart. You know I'm going to be all about that. And I wanted to do that here. So first and foremost, I just wanted to say, again, congratulations to the Colorado Avalanche for winning the Stanley Cup. For them, it was a phenomenal year, you know, including regular season and playoffs, 72 wins, 72, just unbelievable to me. Absolutely unbelievable. They lost four times through four playoff rounds, four times. That's incredible. They swept two teams, including they swept in the conference finals, which is phenomenal. And then they go up against the two-time defending Stanley Cup champion Tampa Bay Lightning and had a 3-1 lead, lost game five at home late, and had to come back to Tampa for game six. And as I said it numerous times to a lot of people, that I personally felt like Tampa at that point had the series. I just, because of how Tampa's been able to pull things out left and right and continue on this unbelievable run, that they were going to pull this one out as well. And they didn't. They didn't. The Avalanche showed resilience despite going down early in game six. They got two goals, one from Nathan MacKinnon, the other from Arturi Lehkonen in that second period. And then their defense just absolutely shut it down in the third period. The Tampa Bay Lightning had, I think, three, maybe four shots on goal the entire third period. And they really, honestly, didn't have a whole lot going for them at all. They weren't even really that close to scoring, to tying that game. And when the clock expired, the Avalanche had won the Stanley Cup. And shout out to Cale Makar, Nathan MacKinnon, Gabriel Landeskog, Darcy Kemper, Jared Bednar, Joe Sakic. Shout out to former Devils Ryan Murray and Mikhail Moltsev for now winning the Stanley Cup. It's just phenomenal for all of them. Phenomenal for the city of Colorado, and the city of Denver, to be more specific. And shout out to all those guys. And also shout out to my boys at the Tell It Like It Avs podcast. My good friends, when you're like, they're really good friends. Like we have, you know, we talked a little bit here and there, but you know, they're really, really good guys. They really are. And I wanted to send a special shout out to both of them. And both of them are, again, the podcast is the Tell It Like It Avs podcast. And I want to send a special shout out to my guy, Griffin Youngs, and also my guy, Christian Bull. They are the two hosts of the Tell It Like It Avs podcast here on the Hockey Podcast Network, which cover the now Stanley Cup champion Colorado Avalanche. And I'm sure that they are jumping up and down and are so excited and so pumped that their team has won the Stanley Cup. And when you think about where the Avalanche were back at the draft lottery in 2017 with us, knowing how terrible of a season they had, just 46 points, and they go all the way 5 years later to winning the Stanley Cup, it's a job well done by Joe Sakic and that entire organization in Colorado for building that team. They did a phenomenal job. And again, some really historical notes from Colorado this year. Like I mentioned before, 17 wins in total, regular season and postseason. That was tied for the most in NHL history. Phenomenal. 9 playoff road wins, second most in NHL history. 10 postseason comeback wins, including game six, tied for most in NHL history. They had an unbelievable season. From start to finish, they were the favorites to win the Stanley Cup, and they proved it. And they took on the two-time champs and ended that dynasty and ended that run. Maybe Tampa Bay comes back next year. Who knows? But again, Tampa Bay just proved once again how difficult it is, even in this era, to win three Stanley Cups in a row. Like I mentioned before, we've seen a couple in the last, 20 years win back-to-back Stanley Cups. The most recent was the Pittsburgh Penguins in 2016 and 2017. But they didn't get close to winning the Stanley Cup a third time. At least from Tampa's perspective, they fell two wins shy. If they had won game six tonight, who knows what could have happened in game seven? We might be talking about a completely different subject right now and talking about how unbelievable it was for the Lightning to come back from down 3-1 to win the Stanley Cup for a third straight year. But I still want to give my hats off to the Tampa Bay Lightning for a tremendous year, a tremendous season, and a tremendous last 3 years for what they've been able to accomplish. And, who knows how much longer they have going for them, but they will certainly be a factor once again going into next season. I could promise you that. But I wanted to kind of stop there basically when, we're talking about, the Colorado Avalanche and the Tampa Bay Lightning and just all of that. Because as of today, which obviously you guys are listening to this on Monday, so as of last night, the 2021-22 season is over. And the 2022-23 season has begun. Now, again, we got the NHL draft, and I promise you guys probably on Thursday I will have my final, not like mock draft, I think I'll just kind of give you guys an idea as to who I think the Devils will take with the second overall pick. Maybe I'll have a guest on for that episode. We'll kind of go from there. So stay tuned for that. But the 2022-23 season has officially begun. The calendar has been flipped, and with the draft coming up and free agency right behind it in the next couple of weeks, the New Jersey Devils are going to be very, very busy with a lot of moves that are going to not only dictate, in my opinion, how next season will go, but how the next four or five seasons will go. We all know how frustrating it has been the last decade to watch our New Jersey Devils. We know that they've made the playoffs once since 2012. And instead of being where we thought, we'd be with where Colorado is right now, we finished towards the bottom of the NHL once again. And we have goaltending issues, and we have question marks about our coaching, and we have question marks about our ownership to some people's opinions. We have a lot of question marks and not a whole lot of answers. And we just saw our most hated rival, the New York Rangers, go all the way to six games in the conference finals. And so they're going to be ready to begin their championship window and, going to be a problem. And there's some other teams that are coming up that are right there with us. But I wanted to come on here and say to you guys that after watching the Stanley Cup Finals, after watching Colorado lift the cup, I really tried to envision what it would be like for us younger fans, because there's obviously still a lot of, the older generation Devils fans who were conscious when the Devils won cups in 95, 2000, and 2003. But I'm talking about a lot of the young fans, probably most of my listeners, really. I was trying to envision what it would be like to see Nico Hischier as the captain of the New Jersey Devils go up to Gary Bettman and lift that Stanley Cup, whether it's in New Jersey or wherever it is, and giving it to Jack Hughes, giving it to Jesper Bratt, giving it to Dougie Hamilton, giving it to whoever else is on the team when we win it. And it was an ungodly feeling. It really was. Like, you got a little emotional about it. Like, watching the Avs lift the cup and you're trying to picture your team in that position at that moment. That's what I was doing in that situation. And it was emotional. And I was talking to a very good friend of mine. We talk every day. And we talk a lot about hockey. And we talk certainly a lot about the Devils. And we were just talking about how emotional we would be when the Devils win the Stanley Cup. Because to me, it's not about if the Devils can win the Stanley Cup. It's a matter of when, because I firmly believe in this core. I believe in how the Devils are being built. And I believe that once they get some of the problems that we've had settled and solidified, we get them all okay, that the Devils are going to be a problem for a long time in the National Hockey League. Tom Fitzgerald is building this team for the long term. He's not building this team to try to win a cup. I think he's trying to build this team to compete for the cup for many, many years, to win maybe multiple if all things go well. And that would be great. That will be great. Because here's the thing. I think for a lot of us, we are just trying to be hopeful because our expectations a lot of the last couple of years, certainly last two or three, has been we expect the team to be pretty good and then we fall flat on our face. And this past year was no exception to that. I mean, again, as I've mentioned numerous times, midway through November, we're 7-3-2, and we look like a team that could make a run at making the playoffs. And obviously, with everything that went down, that obviously was not the case. And that sucked. Really, really sucked. And you look at the problems that we've talked about so many times about what the Devils need to do to fix the team. You know, we say to ourselves, can we just get to 500? I mean, can we just do that, you know, before we even think about winning the Stanley Cup? But I no longer want to act as just being hopeful because to me, that's being cautious. To me, as a fan, watching this team for as long as I've watched them, but for being a fan, as long as I've been a fan of them, the Devils, in my opinion, have the talent and are building the right team that can win a Stanley Cup. We're getting talent every year. We're getting better every year. We are attracting top free agents to come here. Fitzgerald is putting this team in a position to succeed long-term. And next year, especially with all the moves that we are going to make, I mean, we're going to, it's not, you know, are we? It's no, we are definitely making a lot of moves and probably bringing in some pretty good talent to our team. The New Jersey Devils should be a team that can compete to making the playoffs next year. I'm not saying the Devils are going to win the Stanley Cup next year, although that would be phenomenal. I would love 12 months from now to be sitting here recording a podcast episode talking about the New Jersey Devils winning the Stanley Cup. That would be phenomenal. That would absolutely be phenomenal. But I look at this team. I look at where we're going. And you can't tell me that the New Jersey Devils won't win the Stanley Cup in the future. You can't convince me otherwise. You just can't. I'm sorry. I firmly believe that. As much as I've been frustrated with this team and as much as I've criticized them and really criticized them, I firmly believe that the New Jersey Devils will win the Stanley Cup. And I posted a picture. I posted a picture of the Colorado Avalanche taking a team picture, you know, as they do after they win the cup. And I put it on Instagram at Devil State of Mind and also on Twitter at Devil State. I put it on there. And I said in both posts, I said, I promise you, this will be the New Jersey Devils soon. Soon. The New Jersey Devils will once again win the Stanley Cup. And I wanted you guys, if you follow me on there, I wanted you guys to envision that yourself. I wanted you guys to believe in the fact that this team is going to win the Stanley Cup soon. I don't know how soon, but soon. We are there. We have the pieces. We're getting there. We're going to figure this stuff out. I believe in Tom Fitzgerald. I believe in what he's doing. I'm still not convinced about Lindy Ruff, but you never know. I don't know what the goaltending situation is going to be going into next year. Who knows what type of free agents we're going to be able to bring in for the upcoming season and long term. What type of trades are we going to make? Are we going to draft second overall, you know, and bring in somebody? Who knows? You know, there's a lot of questions. And a lot of those are going to be answered within the next 2 weeks. So buckle up, folks, because the 2022-23 season is going to get off to a roaring start when it comes to the New Jersey Devils. I promise you that. But I want you guys to really look ahead. I know people always talk about, oh, stay in the moment, this, that, and the other thing. Bullshit. I want you guys to look into the future. I want you guys right now to take a moment to close your eyes and really envision the Devils winning the Stanley Cup. Don't worry about the team. Don't worry about anything. Don't even worry about if the Devils are going to win it at home or on the road. Don't worry about that. I want you guys to just envision what it's going to be like when the New Jersey Devils win the Stanley Cup again and how we're all going to be and how we're going to look back on those times on social media and talk about all the times how much we criticized this team and how much we were just so frustrated. How many times did we get blown out? How many times did we blow 2-3-4 goal leads and really embarrass ourselves in levels that nobody thought were possible? And how much we're going to look back at those and laugh and say, what a crazy time that was. And realize how much all of that was worth it as a fan. You don't think Colorado fans were hating everything? when they won, when they got 46 points in 2016, 2017, you don't think that they were saying, you know, why us, when they were losing three straight years in a row in the second round of the playoffs? I firmly believe that they were acting like they felt like they were never going to win the cup again. And to think about the fact that a guy like Gabriel Landeskog almost left in free agency last year, his past year. He almost left to go somewhere else. Maybe he felt like the Avs were going to win the Stanley Cup. Maybe he felt like he had to go somewhere else to get it done. But he stayed. And they won the Stanley Cup. You see, winning the Stanley Cup takes a lot. And it takes a lot from everybody. From management to players to training staff to different people. Everybody you could think of that is involved with the team. Understand that. But again, close your eyes and envision the New Jersey Devils winning the Stanley Cup. Envision everybody hugging the goaltender. Everybody celebrating. Imagine Nico Hischier and Jesper Bratt, best friends, hugging it out. Imagine Jack Hughes skating around like a, you know, like a crazy man, you know, cannot believe that we won the cup. You know, imagine all of that. Imagine what it's going to be like when Nico Hischier goes up to Commissioner Gary Bettman. They shake hands. They take a picture. And then Nico Hischier hoists the Stanley Cup as the captain of the New Jersey Devils. And passes it, like I said, passes it to Jack Hughes. Passes it to Nico Hischier. Passes it to Dougie Hamilton. Passes it to whoever is on the team. All of that stuff. And imagine what that's going to feel like. Whether you're on TV, whether you're, you know, watching with friends, whether you're at the game, imagine what that's going to feel like. And then you look back on those hard moments that we've had over the last couple of years. It's crazy. It's crazy to think about, you know, how emotional, especially when you're so invested in it, how emotional you can get and how wonderful that feeling is going to be. Really. It's, and again, we're just fans. So we don't have a whole lot of control over how everything goes. All we can do is just support the team. You know, obviously we go to games, we cheer, you know, we follow the guys on social media. We do what we can. We bring the energy, you know, and things like that. That's all we can do. And at the end of the day, it's the team's job to go out there and, you know, win the cup. And, you know, if fans had more control, then, you know, every team would be in a position to win the Stanley Cup, right? Every year, we all would want that. But it's just not reality, is it? Hasn't been the reality in New Jersey for quite a long time, too. But our time is coming. Our time is coming very soon, too. Very soon. And I know none of us want to hear, oh, the future's bright. I've talked about before, I want the present to be bright. And maybe that will start to change next season. You know, it's things like that. But I'm telling you that all the things I just spoke about, manifesting, winning the Stanley Cup, it's going to happen. And, you know, I look at the fact that I'm about ready to wrap up my third season doing the Devil's State of Mind podcast. And it has been a crazy ride. It has really been. I never imagined having a podcast that was so unbelievably popular by not just people here in the United States and Devils fans like yourself, but people all over the world who listen to this podcast. And as always, the big thank yous go to Isha and Dylan, the head of the Hockey Podcast Network, the Hockey Podcast Network themselves, you know, Amaze Media Labs for helping us really branch out even more. DraftKings for giving us an unbelievable sponsor. By the way, use code THPN at DraftKings when you sign up. Really helps out the podcast as well as our network. You know, shout out to everybody that works for this network and has worked for this network. And most importantly, shout out to you. Yes, I'm talking specifically to you who's listening to this podcast episode right now. Thank you for making this podcast awesome. And no, this is not a goodbye. It's not like I'm going anywhere. I'm just, especially when you get to the end of one season and you get ready for next, you kind of have to sit back. I mean, this is the 74th episode of season three. This is phenomenal. I mean, going into next year, it'll be season four of the Devil's State of Mind podcast. I started this podcast in June of 2020, not sure what was going to happen. And since, and you know, when I look back now, I've met so many wonderful people. I've interviewed some people that I grew up watching, and I've had the privilege of actually talking to and, you know, really interacting with. I've interacted with so many other podcasters and other Devils writers and stuff like that. It's wonderful. Everything, you know, I get to live a dream, really. I get to live a dream of covering my favorite team and having an audience that loves to hear what I have to say. It means a lot to me. And I thank you guys. I don't just say it at the beginning when I say thank you guys so much. It really means a lot to me. It really does. Because every time I look back on my episode that I just posted and I see hundreds upon hundreds of you guys downloading it and listening to it, I must be doing a pretty good damn job if you guys are really that into listening to it. And you guys follow me on Twitter. You guys follow me on Instagram. You know, I try to do the best that I can to give you guys the best content. And, you know, it means a lot to me. And as I've always said, I promise to continue to deliver good content, to get bigger names, to do everything possible to get you guys the content and the entertainment that you deserve. And I cannot wait for the day when I get to make the episode that says the New Jersey Devils are Stanley Cup champions, because that'll be my favorite episode of them all, because that'll be the culmination of everything as a fan, as a podcaster, everything. It'll be the culmination of it. And I really can't wait for that day. And, you know, I love doing episodes like this where I don't have a script and I don't have to think and I could just ramble off, because I really am speaking from the heart, and that's what I love. And it's been a tremendous, tremendous ride for 3 years now, going on fourth. And again, like I said, I am so much looking forward to the start of next season. I'm excited to see what we do in the draft, what we do in free agency, trades, and what we do to build this team to taking another major step towards, in the very soon future, winning the Stanley Cup. Because that's what it's all about in the game of hockey, right? It's what it's all about playing in the National Hockey League. It's about, by the time you hit June, like it is today, and you're the last team standing. And that's what we want, right? So what we want as fans, we want our team to be standing on top of the mountain, hoisting Lord Stanley's Cup. And imagine what that parade's going to be like in New Jersey when we win the Cup. Imagine it all. Imagine winning the Cup, everything, the interviews, all that stuff. Imagine it all. Everything you see with other teams, and every year we think about it, imagine what that's going to be like with the Devils. And it's not like we have to sit here and say, you know, we have a long road ahead of us to building a champion. We have a lot of pieces in place already. We're not that far away. We are ready to explode onto the NHL scene. And if we get all the pieces in place correct, which I think we got most of them so far, the NHL is going to have a problem with us. We're going to be a problem for the rest of the league. So Colorado could celebrate now. And yeah, they are definitely, and rightfully so, going to be the favorites going into next season. But eventually, they may have to face the New Jersey Devils. And the same can be said for the rest of the NHL. They're going to have to face us and our talent and the longevity that we have with a lot of these guys at such a young age. And it's going to be one hell of the next 4 or 5 years. And I cannot wait for it. And so I close this episode with saying once more that I promise you, in the not-so-distant future, very soon, in my opinion, the New Jersey Devils will once again win the Stanley Cup. I promise you that.